Now you got Koyrach. Look, Atzmoy, Lutzarecho, to make a Machloikis. Machloikis is Moshe. The Mishnah says in Ovid, Perakei, Mishnah Chof, Kol Machloikis, Shehi L'Shem Shemayim, Soifu L'Skayim. V'she'enu L'Shem Shemayim, Ein Soifu L'Skayim. Eidi Machloikis, Shehi L'Shem Shemayim, Zu Machloikis, Hillel V'Shamayim. V'she'enu L'Shem Shemayim, Zu Machloikis, Koyrach V'Chol Adosay. So three of this Pasha the Dikto. The Machloikis is Shamayim against Hillel. And the opposite is Machloikis, Koyrach V'Chol Adosay. It's missing. It's Koyrach V'Chol Adosay against Moish and Aaron. So the Avit says, Koyrach V'Chol Adosay, they were fighting amongst each other also. Or there was only one side to the Machloikis. The other side wasn't fighting. So it's only Machloikis, Koyrach V'Chol Adosay. But about the Pasha said it's Machloikis, Koyrach V'Chol Adosay against Moish. Now there's a Gevaldik Ha'ara. The Mishnah is comparing Machloikis Shammai to Hillel. Keneged Machloikis Koyrach against Moshe. What's the difference? Ein is L'Shem Shemayim or Ein is Nish L'Shem Shemayim. That's the difference. Shammai to Hillel is a Machloikis on Liman HaTorah. They're having a Vikuach. Machloikis on Liman HaTorah. Koyrach is starting a fight, a political fight, or whatever the issue is. We'll see. The Nekud is it's Lekarav tells it. L'Choyr state in Mishnah that Koyrach and Moshe are also having a Machloikis in Liman HaTorah. No, where did Koyrach go wrong? Why is it different than Shammai v'Hillel? Shalom b'Shem Shemayim. Oh, but it's a bar hashvah. It's comparable to the Machloikis Shammai v'Hillel. But that's tightening up what's the Machloikis. There's one Mahalach. Koyrach was tightening a Mahalach. There's a lot of shoinim and achroinim and what the vikuach and what happened, but there's protim. We're going to tap on protim. It's a big picture here. Oh, but one of the Nakud that Koyrach is tightening. It's Kol Ha'ed Kulin Kedoshim. Kol Ha'ed Kulin Kedoshim. You don't need a manik. Yeder Yid, what's Ha'ed? Could we godless? You don't have to have the Tzura of Klai Yisrael as one manik, a Moshe Rabbeinu, with the rest of Klai Yisrael. Yeder Ha'ed Kol Ha'ed Kulin Kedoshim. Korach Medel Etzonis. Talas Shekul Etcheles needs a Chut of Tcheles. Bayit Molei Tzvorim needs a Mezuzah. Azayet Agamach Choy the Kol Ha'layla. The Taich from this Vikuch, he was saying, was Nor Ein Chut from Tcheles. Talis the kulam chaylis, buy a small isvorim. Kolay the kulam kedoshim. If the Yitachin is right, it's Ken Zayin. The Tzadik writes that Koyrach, the soif tevis is of Tzadik Katomar Yifrach. The soif tevis is Koyrach. He says because bnei Koyrach loy mesu. The idea of Koyrach, the rayon bnei Koyrach. Ken Zayin just looked emes in them. Oh, but only for lots of lovei, only the besoif, not for now. Oh, but there was the vikuach and there was a machloikis. So where did Koyrach go wrong? Why was he led astray to this mahalach? Zok the Mishnah, you know what the chilek is? By Shammai v'Hillel is given L'Shem Shemayim. And those is given L'Shem Shemayim. That's the chilek. So Zach Malcham, if she will not come out, it says, why did Koyrach go wrong? Because he saw in the Nevuah that Osid Shmuel was his Nimenu. So he said, must be I'm going to win, must be I'm right. I'm not going to have a Mapola. Chodoch HaShmuel was come to Hois from here. Where was his mistake? Because B'nai Koyrach lo imeis. Oh, but it was a Vikuch here. Koyrach saw Nevuah. Rob in Nevuah. Osid Shmuel was his Nimenu. Nevuah is also a gewiss ashtik Torah. I'm not going into that now, that's the difference between Torah and Nevuah. But he had a gewiss in Nevuah, and there was a Vikuach had a fight against Nevuah. Koyrach and this Nevuah, that he saw also Shmuel loved his Menu, staked in the Nevuah that he's right, that he has an Etzachim. He didn't learn up the Nevuah right. He didn't realize to tie up that it's B'nai Koyrach Lo Yimeisu, and he's wrong. Why not? Zok the Mishnah. Because Koyrach was Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. The Lashon HaPasuk is like a Kol Ha'ed Kulam Kedoshim. It's a double Lashon. Kol Ha'ed Kulam Kedoshim. There's a famous Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, state in davening, Meloich al kol ha'aretz kuloi b'chvaydecha. So some person says, you shouldn't say twice, kol ha'olam kuloi. What's the double lashon? So the Taz writes, no, it's the right nusach. Kuloi, rubai kuloi is also good. There's a din of roif, rubai kuloi. We want to touch up, kol ha'olam kuloi. By saying just kuloi, it's not enough. The Achronim make a lot of rise to this, you say, that kuloi alone can mean rubai kuloi. State kol ha'kuloi. That's over here also. They bring this pasuk also. Kol ha'ed kulam kedoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Boiker v'yoida is a Maram Shif. In the end of Masech Tachulun, the Maram Shif has pshatim ala Torah. In the back of Masech Tachulun, the Maram Shif, he brings down pshatim. It says, he touches up. The Gemara says in the Hedin of Kuf Yud that they were choshed Moshe be'eshesish. All the Yidden were choshed Moshe be'eshesish. This thing the Gemara. So he says, that's what he's telling them, Boiker, we'll see tomorrow morning when the mon comes, right? The Gemara says in Yuma that Ayin Hey, that the mon was always in Medida. You could tell if it came far from your house, close to your house, or if it came with the wife's portion also, whether she's lotis me abayis or not. So he said, tomorrow we'll see with the yurida samon. That's what it means, breaker v'yoida. Zayzat imam sheh. Now, they have this pikuach, and v'yiptach oret is tia. Now, there's a few things going on over here. It's very confusing. There's dosen v'aviram, there's koirach, there's the Masayim Chamishim Ish from Shevet Ruvein, there's Bnei Koirach, there's a lot of things going on. Different groups over here want different things. The Pashtus, the Masayim Chamishim, are all doing the Ketairis. Not because they hold that all of them should be doing the Ketairis. They know only one of them is going to get it. 249 is going to die. One of them is going to be Zayich and the Ketairis. And they're all willing to go for it. Very big as that. But what exactly is the Oynish here? And another one with this kind of Minasiv Seli supplemental zeal. Everyone is having a different pikuach. Now, in the Oynish also, it's very unclear. Dosen Vaviram and the Adat Koirach, it says, fall into the ground. Bnei Koirach cannot fall in, nor Bnei Koirach lay mason. But Koirach, all the Rechush of Koirach goes down. Mitzacheni, the Messiah and the Chamishim Ish are killed in a Sreifah. The Eish Yotzam Eish Hashem, the Eish came out. What happened to Koirach itself? Very unclear in the Pesukim. The land parts of Koirach. What happened to Koirach? All of Eish, what happened to Koirach? Machlek is annoying. They push the Taishan of the Pesukim. I'm not going to go through all the Lashonis of Pesukim. There's Pesukim here in our Parsha. There's also Pesukim again in Parsha Smatis. What exactly happened? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dav Kuf Yud, Omer Rav Yoichanan, Koirach loymen abluim v'loymen asrufim. Loymen abluim, דחסיב ואיף כל האדם אשר לקוירך ולא יקוירך ותאיך האדם אז כל האדם אשר לקוירך ולא יקוירך לא ימנע נסרופן כזה צז ותאיך הוא באיש את המסעים לחמישים איש so it doesn't say in the Gemara what happened Rashi says no Gemara Rashi says he died in the Magefa it says it was a Magefa also 14,700 people died in the Magefa and they stayed in the Pasuk 14,700 is a 40th of Klal Yisrael Hashem took Truma Ba'ayin Yofir Truma Ba'ayin Yofir is 1/40th 14,700 times 40 is 588,000. Truma. There was a Magefa. Hashem took up Truma. Then he teaches us Matnas Kuhuna. Look at that. Aber, the end of the parashah is the Chavdal Matnas Kuhuna. He was on the Kuhuna. Then we talk about Kuhuna. There is the Zachas. Hashem took up Truma from Klal Yisrael. 14,000 people, 700 people died in the Magefa. So Rav Yechon and Koirach died in the Magefa. But then the Gemara brings a Braisa. Koirach minas Srofin Umin Habluin. He first, I guess, was already killed from this Reifa. That has to happen first, Machayr. And then, he was also Nivlan Dadoma. Both Einchim happened to Kairach. It's a shadow question how to be Madaik in the Pesukim. The Pesuk says afterwards, after the Nath, the Magefa, and the Eish, the Pesuk says, V'layiyak Kairach v'chadosay. Farana Gemara, Sanhedrin and Kufyud, all these, the Gansa Suyas and Sanhedrin and Kufyud. Omar Rav, Kol HaMachlik V'machloike is Oiver B'lav. Shenemar v'lo yiyak k'kayrach v'chadosay. Yoyver olav. First he makes a machloikit, he's oyver olav deraisa. As he's saying in the Gemara. Rav Ashi yom arroi l'tzitarei, he should deserve to get tzirat. K'siv hocha v'yad moy shaloi, k'siv hocha v'yemer shem loy oid, hovi no yodcha b'chekecha. And k'siv shocha, that you should be chayin in tzirat. The smag brings down at the lav deraisa. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shar Gimel, he's going through the lav, and he says, someone that's machlik v'machloikit, machzik b'machloikis, you have to know, stomach, zigul or something, whatever it means, if you're machzik b'machloikis, you're even in a lot there, I, the Chofetz Chaim also, in the Pesuk, the Chofetz Chaim, when he's going through all the lavin and essen and arum that a person could get, by saying Lashon Hara, not every case has all of them, but he goes through the options, how many different things you can be zoicha if you say Lashon Hara, in lav, number Yud Beis, you're even a lot there, I, if you cause machloikis by speaking to Lashon Hara, you're even a lot there, I, if you're a lot there, I, so the Rabbein Yoina, the smag, Chavetz Chaim brings down these Rishonim. Oh, but the Rambam is Chayav. The Rambam learns that it's only Rasmach the Baalma. The Rambam learns in Misefer Mitzvahs, he's Meir Chabad and Shai Rishmini, that this Pasuk V'lo Yiyak HaKoyach HaKadosi Kepshutai means Avada, it's a Havtocha, that Hashem will never open up the ground again. That's not going to happen again. Or it's a warning. It's saying, don't make a Machlagis, so things like that shouldn't happen to you. But not that it's a lot, don't be like Koyach. So the Machlagis is Rishonim. Rashi Shita, it's interesting Rashi, in Yeshaya Perek Vav, it says, "Vayanu amay tasipim mikol lakayri v'abayit mayoshen." There was suddenly like a huge earthquake, and smoke started coming out. You look at Rashi over there. Rashi says, people thought first that maybe it's yanuas amay tasipim. It's like an earthquake. It's happening because like machlekes, like what happened by Koirach, and then there was Eish. Right, we know that the Masayim Chamishim Ish, they were Ma'ir on the Kunan, they became Eish. And Rashi says, no, that's not what's going to happen. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'layiyah Kekarech Chadasi, Rashi's Ma'irach, in Yeshai, Perek Vov, Pasuk Dalet, is V'layiyah Kekarech Chadasi, this will not happen again. And rather, what would happen now to someone who's Masik V'machloikis is that he'll get Suras. Which is Taka, the other sheet of the Gemara there in Zanet. That Rashi says that he'll get Suras. So Rashi's Mash Mosukor, that the Pasuk is a Haftoch, it's not a Labdei Raisa. Now there was a Magefa going on. Besides the Masayim Chamishim that were Nisras with the Eish, there was a Magefa. 14,000 people are dying. Now how does Moshe stop the Magefa? He tells Aaron that he learned a trick from the Malach HaMavis. Ketayrus is going to be a Hatzolah from the Magefa. This Mavis, Ketayrus is going to be a Hatzolah. There's the Yukam and the Pesukim here. We can say enough, Taichin. It says, there's a few of the Yukam, but let's start with the basic. It says, Vayamoy bein ha-meisim uvein ha-chayim vate'otar ha-magefa. Ketayrus is a... It goes up. It's a mechitza. The yisrael that the keteris is matzik and magefa is that it's matzik. It's a mechitza. It's choytik. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, says even, if you want to touch up, it says, Vayorot al-Pelich ha-Kahol. Aaron ran into the Kahol. V'hine heichal ha-Negev ba-Om. Kenzogan ha-Shein ha-Taych. He saw, he ran to the Kahol. He wanted to stop the magefa. The magefa is spreading. You have to put the keteris where the magefa didn't hit yet. He goes to the Kahol. He sees it already starts ba-Om. It's in a different place already. And he finally found where it hadn't reached yet. He stopped there, but the Otzer HaMageif. The side of the Keteris is the Mechit. After the whole story happens, Koyrach, whatever happens to him and the Machloikis, the Bluim, the Srufim, the Mageifa, comes again, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, v'kach me'ito mata l'beis ov, every Shevet should send in a mata. There should be Shnei Masa Mata, and also a Mata of Levi. So does that mean that there's 13, 12 plus Levi, or is Menashe and Ephraim counted as one, or Reuven is not counted? There's Kol Minei Cheshbonos over here in different sheets in the Rishonim exactly, but there's 12 Matis, one of them is going to represent Shevet Levi. And Hashem makes a Gevaldik Ois, that all the Matis, Vayimi Mocharas, Vayomi Moshe El Oyel Eidus, והנה פורח מתי ארן לבית לוי ויצא פרח ויוצא ציץ ויג מושקי דם הגבל וכאויס that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Boicher and Aaron HaKoyin and then the rest of the parsha is back in the Matnes Kahuna and the Rikoy Pachem. What's the story with the Matnes over here? It says Nish Genuk, there was Gevaldik Nisim, the earth opened up and there was the Eish and the Magefa. What is the Matnes coming to teach you? Matnes Bavu Lamdenu, after all the other Nisim and the Floys, what was the purpose of it? Again, there's a lot of different mahalchim. And all I heard is fakir. The ikkar here is the matzis. This that Hashem had to first kill out koyrach v'adotzai and get rid of them is because late achas doicha harbe techokas. If you're not going to get rid of the whole source of the problem, then you're not going to be able to prove it. Meaning the ikkar proof that Aaron is the nifchar is taka the matzis. Not the fact that everyone else died with the matzis. The ikkar is taka the matzis. And you have to first get rid of the source of the latzonis. You don't get rid of the source of the latzonis, nothing is going to help. Late achas doicha harbe techokas. But more the practice is to build up a mahalach that no, there's different tchumim over here. The matis is serving a different purpose. Mekent rachman mahalach. We said koyach was tining. We said earlier kol ha'edu chulim kedoshim. There's no tzayrich of a manik b'chlau. Everyone could be. Everyone is gadol. And that Hashem proved no. There's a tzura tchlai so. Talish and kulat chelus means a chutzal chelus. You need a tzura of a manik. But now there's a different shaila. Maniach that there's a tzura of a manik. How are you boicher a manik? Who is there versus the Klubin? He should be the manik. So there looks the Yisrael of the Oasis of the Mate. It wasn't the Nes. Kriyas Yamsef was a bigger Nes. The earth opening up is L'chaira a bigger Nes. The Mate is coming to show us a message why Aaron is picked. So one Nusach is, what happened? They took a stick and they put it in the Kodesh Kodashim and it grew leaves and Shkedim. There's such a thing. You take a tree, plant it in the ground, and it grows skedim. A piece of wood grows skedim. That's what a shoke is. That's what a tree is. Here it wasn't a tree. It was a stick holz. Avad. Where's the greatest shina? There it is. Normally, a tree is yoinik. It's chias from the red, from the earth, from the ground, from the gashmias, from oilam hazeh. There's nutrients. There's koiches, yinika, chias in the ground, in the red. An Adam Gadol, the manik in Klal Yisrael, his shoyrish licht in ruchnis, licht in gashmis. Kol kule ruchnis. Hashem is giving us the message, you'll take 12 sticks, 11 of them is representing the other Shvatim. You want them to have Shkedim planted in the ground. The one who's demonic, his stick is going to grow in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Kodesh Kadoshim is going to be Mafriach by him Shkedim. Thus is demonic in Klal Yisrael. Kulay Natua Baruchnis. That's one of the. In Tzvav State, in the Izbitzer, he writes that the MS, all the sticks of all the Shvatim grew and started growing, sprouting. Now every one sprouted only to a certain extent, only leaves, only blossoms, a little bit. And each one of the Fimad Vegasa, Aaron HaKohen's was the one that was fully blossomed. Vayotzei Ferach, Vayotzei Tzitz, Vayigmol Shkedim. It would be a big nation if it was just a Ferach. What do you need a Shkedim? Every one of the sticks grew. Aaron was fully blossomed, and he was showing that he's the fully matured, fully royally Yismani. And he says that's the pshat of the pasuk. Vayiru vayikhu ishmateyu. Each one of the nesiim of the shevet walked in and took his stick. How did he know? Remembered which one? They had a sticker. They up and gazen. Yeter ainah givus dain madrega. Every one of them walked into the kodesh kedoshim and he says, oh, that's what I'm holding, Taka. That's my stick. They saw where they were holding. Aaron is the one that was fully. Then the Midrashim, it says that Kesedah, the Kodesh Kodeshim, always had trees growing. So thus Alain could be the Pshat. Who's the one that has Shaykhah, the Kodesh Kodeshim? Aaron, his stick is the one that grew. But the Nis, the Nis, Bechlam wasn't nice. Kesedah and the Kodesh Kodeshim, there were sticks with Shkedah and Prochem. The God of the Aaron HaKohen's matter was Mithyachet to the Messiah that's going on in Kodesh Kodeshim. Thus Alain is the one. It's all Alderich, one Mahalch. We bet him said three Mahalch. One is that he's cool in the two of the Ruchnis. Or that there was always trees growing. Nor. You see Aaron and Shaykh to them. Or that all the trees of the Shvatim grew, just Aaron was fully grown. After another Sod Mahalch, another Sod Mahalch, Kairuch was tiny, he could be a Kain. Kairuch was a very big Baal Madrega, a big Oyvir as Hashem, Avada. And he felt, Kefi Madrega Zavidosi, Eris Roy Kahuna. Now we know Kahuna doesn't work like that. You can be the biggest tzaddik. Kahuna goes Birusha. Like the tzaddik is a Kohen, Bistur a Kohen. Even if you're not on a big Baal Madrega. Even if you're a stick hole. If your father's a Kohen, you're a Kohen. If your father's not a Kohen, you're not a Kohen. This is the message of the Matis. It's a stick hole. It's a stick hole. But if you write to them, Bistur Shayach to Kahuna, it's going to grow. Bistur Nishayach to Kahuna, it won't grow. Kahuna is not totally in the Madrega, you're holding. Kahuna goes, I feel the business to go. Can so yes, I'm a coin. I feel the business to aggressor. And the business can coin. The business can coin. That was the message. We have the parsha of Matnis Kahuna. The essence of Arba Matnis Kahuna. The pasuk here says, "Kol Torah beveis chayoich al kodesh." Not only to the coin, truma and various Matnis Kahuna. Some Matnis Kahuna are mutter lazar. Zroi lechayam the cave is mutter to lazar. But there are certain Matnis Kahuna that is only for a coin. Now there's a din called Tar Bebeit Chayyarek Al Kodesh. The Kohen's wife could also eat the Truma. We know the Pasuk also says, not in this Pasha, but it says, the Kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspoi hu yoyfavoi. Kinyan kesef of a Kohen. Where would the Gazach? The behemoth of a Kohen could eat Truma. An Eved Kenaini of a Kohen could eat Truma. An Eved every not, because he doesn't mamashona, but Eved Kenaini of a Kohen could eat Truma. Who within the wife of a Kohen could eat Truma? That in force him grapple with the problem, showing him already. The state of two dinim l'chayra. On one hand, we know that a wife, Eishes Kohen could eat truma because of the pasuk al Torah, Beveis Chayoich al Kodesh. Pasuk in this week's parsha. Means that chaining, we have the din of Kinyan Kaspoy. Lovely tarif. Why do you need both? Now let's break it up slowly. Kinyan Kaspoy. And Eishes Kohen is Kinyan Kaspoy. He was Makanesha with Kesef. So it's Kinyan Kaspoy. Fred Rashi in Ksuvah is Daf Mem Ches. What if he was Makanesha with Bia? What if he wasn't Makadosh with Kesef? The Kohen was Makadosh Isha with Bias, and then it's not Kinyan Kaspoy. So she can't eat Truma. Zot Rashi, Iskish Avayis Ladoti. Say Zot Rashi, Ksub is Dafman Ches. They say, Bam, it's only Kedusha Kesef is Kinyan Kaspoy. But if he Makadosh with Bia, it's also good. There's a Hekish, Iskish Avayis Ladoti. Shteitin Rashi Lechoyer, that Kinyan Kaspoy means bought with money. You buy it with money, with Kesef, it's Kinyan Kaspoy. You buy it with Star, it's Kinyan Star. You buy it with Bias, it's Kinyan Bias. This that if he makadosh ishi with shtar or with beer, that she could eat truma of kinyan kaspoy, it's because it's a hekesh. Zegin d'acharoinim, Zegin d'acharoinim, Zegin d'acharoinim, talks about it. If you buy an Eved Kanani with kesef, so he can eat truma. And if you buy him with chazoka, he can't eat truma. buy Evet Kanani with Star. You buy a behemoth with Mashiach. You have to buy a behemoth with Mashiach Derech Agav. Metalzim is not even nicknamed the Kesef. So it can't be true, it's not Kinyan Kaspar. Oh, but it is no Hesk. Itzkish. Kinyanum Adodi. There's no Hekish. So how is it ever Shaykh? A behemoth coin needs Truma. Unless you hold more coin with the right, then how you talking? If you buy a behemoth with Mashiach, you know, you don't need Truma. Look at Bukhonon. Avada, Kinyan Kaspar, it doesn't have to mean you bought with money. Kinyan Kaspar means a monetary ownership. If you acquired a behemoth or an Eved with Chazaka, Shtar, Metalzim, Mashiach, it doesn't make a difference. You acquired it. You have a Kenyan Kesef on it. You a monetary ownership. Avad the Kenyan Kesef means a monetary ownership. So Avad, no matter how you buy the behemoth, it's good. So how come Kedushay be a Rashi Nidr Nimkar? So I'm there because Kedushay Kesef is not mamash a monetary ownership. You don't own it. It's not the... So this can cut off. You don't own it. So by Kedushay Kesef, there's an under attached. Kenyan Kesef could be explained in two ways. It means acquired Al Yidei Kesef. You made this Kibbutz of Kedushay Al Yidei Kesef. And that's only by Kedushay Kesef. What about Kedushay Be'er Vishtar? That's Rashi Onkam and Surah Hekish. Not all Rishonim learned that. A lot of Rishonim say no, that the Etim, Kedusha Isha also could be called Kinyan Kaspar. You. Ha'isha is Kinyan Shobal. Now, bearing that in mind, let's now go a step further. Taisis and Yavamis, Tafsamaches, ask the Kash already, Lomali Tarti, why do you need this Drosha? Kol Tar, Bevesh, Yoycha, Kaidesh, that Aisha's Kain, Kini Truma. Anyway, she can eat Truma, Kinyan Kaspar. And for Taisis, there's no such drush. It's an asmach of alma. It's a free the ma'aser, but it's an asmach of alma. Kol Torah beveis chayyeh kol kodesh is an asmach of alma. Midereisa, the reason why an ish is kodesh true is takaf kinyan kaspar. That shita's toisus in your vomit. But Rashi, many places is chaylik. Rashi, kedushin daf yud. Rashi and Pashas emor beferish. They learn up that kol Torah beveis chayyeh. You can't. That's why ish is kodesh kinyan true. So like Rashi, it's shver. Why do you need both pesukim? Now, no one can ask why do you need kinyan kaspar. You need kinyan kaspar for a behema, for an eved. But it's still a little shver. There are gemaras that are mashma that Kinyan Kaspar is the makar for isha also. So the teretz is very simple. First of all, you can cheat. If you go according to Rashi, that Kinyan Kaspar, akupana by kedushin, just means you bought with money. And you won't say this chiddush of iske shavayis ladori, because derech agav, Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. If you're already assuming that kedushin kesef is not a monetary ownership, elamai is good because you bought with money. What does it mean iske shavayis ladori? But it wasn't. The whole makuda here is, like I'll be certain dinam I can hear iske shavayis ladori. The Gemara learns out, there got to be various things that is Iskish Avayis Ladadi. But here, the Nakuda, what the Kedusha Kesef is allowing you to eat is because it was bought with money. But Kedusha B wasn't bought with money. Efshe is the Chiddush, but Mekan Shrachten and Ekanami. Only Kedusha Kesef is Taka Kinyan Kaspar. Kedusha Shtar Ubiya, Kataka Eid, only else, Kotar Beveska. Rashi was Fakert. Kedusha Kesef should also be off Kotar Beveska. What do you need? Kinyan Kaspar. So first of all, Ken Zayn, Kotar Beveska is only by Nisun. Beisei zu ishtai could be is only by nesuin. Okay, then a grace a chiddush. If that person does kedusha bia, he can't eat truma yet. Midaraisa, midarabon. Anyway, it's simple in this. Or no, if it's bia, it's not simple. Aber as kedusha bia, now my marshach kol tar beis is only by nesuin, and kinyan kaspar look like maybe it's only with kesef. Basically, another nafmina they say that so the Bible talks about that maybe this other man is called a chazir shoyk of a shlomen as kinyan kaspar. A behemoth coin, an eved coin can't eat because of the shoyk. But the sefri is mashma that als kol tar beveis chayyeh, the ishes coin can even eat because of the shoyk. Als kinyan kaspar she wouldn't be allowed. So that's another uftu of kol tar beveis. So now again, could be that only mishas nesuin taka. An arusa, maybe won't be able to eat because of the shoyk, even with the rice. With the rabbanim is exer anyways. But another man is kuna, pidyon haben. There's a famous gro. The Gra used to say that Bereshis is Koyul Kolotel Kula. Sefer Bereshis and Chumash Bereshis. And then he said even the first Pasuk of Bereshis is Koyul Kolotel Kula. Alf is Nirmat. So in them Gefreg, where is it Nirmat Pidyon Aben? Echleis is Shavos Pum Terek Gefreg Dot. That's what we have the Messiah. Chaval, we don't have the Messiah. All the other kashas that you can ask on this guy. It's a Shverer guy. But when they asked him Pidyon Aben, he said Bereshis is Rosh HaTevis Ben Rishon Achrei Shloishim Yoyim Tifadah. That's the Rosh HaTevis of Bereshis. Ben Rishon Acharei Shloishim Yom Tipot. Chaval lo da'avdin on the other Tariyag Mitzvahs and Kolotei Rekula. The Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Lamed Zayin, Bo minei plimoi mi Rebbe, mi sheyesh lo shnei roshim, be'ezim mehen meniach tefillin. Listen, the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin, plimoi, ask Rebbe, a person that has two heads, on which head does he put the tefillin, right? On the Shal Yad, you put on the left hand. And Rosh, normally you have one hand. When you have two heads, you want to know which head you put the tefillin. So Rebbe told him, Om Aloy, Oy Kum Gali, Oy Kaba Olach Shamta. Either go into Golis or go into Cherus. I'm not interested. Positive is being matrim because the Shaiwan is irrelevant. Nishnagei, very many Nishnagei can come. As they were having the Vikuch in the Bis Medrash, Os Ahu Gavra, this day in the Gemara, a person came in and said, I just had a baby with two heads. How much money do I have to give to the Koyan for Pidyon HaBen? This was, as they were fighting about tefillin, which they write, the person comes in and says, what should I do for Pidyon HaBen if I have two heads? So, also, someone from the Beis Medrash said, Chayiv Litan LeYud Tzloim, you have to pay Taka 10 Tzloim. Not 5, you have to pay 10. It's two heads, you have to pay 10 Tzloim. Fred the Gemara, Eini, interesting Kasha, V'atoni Rami Bar Chomo, Mitosh Nama Padi Tifte, Shemani Afilu Nitzraf Tamalei Ma'ach Cholok. The Kitzit is a drosha that a treifa is not Chayiv and Vigin Aben. And the Gemara is assuming that a two-headed person is a treifa. Means he won't live out the year. And that's Derech Agav why, for tefillin, it's not relevant to Shaila. For Yenaben, you can clear. But for tefillin, it's never negate. It's not going to live past the year. I'll reflect the Gemara. Why are you chayiv even in Pidyon HaBen? It's the treifa. I'll reflect the Gemara. Tefillin, we can secure. But what's the Pidyon HaBen? You tell me you pay 10 tzloim. Why do you pay 10 tzloim? Why do you pay anything? It's a treifa. There's a ptur. Acholik is the night of treifa. And for the Gemara, a very shver teret, five words, shiny hocha, the begugoy was tol rachman. It's tol in the heads. The kash is given that you should be potter because it's a treifa. And for the Gemara, it's totally in the head. So Rashi asks the kash, Rashi Mavon, look Rashi, this thing you're asking me it's a treifa, it's not a treifa. Who's going to live? And if you want to know why you pay 10, because it's totally in the head. To say that the Machshon is not talking to the Taritzin. They have a deal going, everything is good. The kash was it's a treifa, the Taritzin ignores him, he says, don't worry, it's not a treifa. And about your question, why 10? Because it's two heads. But Avad, it's very schwer, such a pshat in the Gemara. If you do a b'shem Reb Chaim in the stempel, said that b'emet is a chakira, about a two-headed person, you can call a shayla, a person with two heads, is it one person with two heads, or is it two people? Now, I'm not talking about when there's taka two people that are born and they're attached a little bit, they could be attached by the stomach, and this, maybe there's two heads. We're not talking about that. That's about the two people. We're talking about a person that's born, he has one complete system of a goof, all the Evarim premium is one, and on the top there's two heads. The heart of the shayla, is it one person or two people? Now take this hanoch. If it's one person, he'll be able to live. So he has two heads. But if it's two people, and two people are trying to share the same body, it's a treifa. He doesn't have enough evar. He's going to die. It's a treifa. They say it's the chakira, whether it's nidoy as chad odom or trei odom, is Gufa going to be a kiveya if he's a treifa? If it's one person, he can live. If it's two people, they won't be able to live. The Shakavatari of the Gemara was, how much do I pay for Pidyon HaBen? He told him, Asura Sloim, 10 Sloim. So the Gemara, you're paying 10 Sloim, must be it's two people. If it's two people, how are they going to live? It's a treifa. And to the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. It's one person. It's one person. He's not going to die. It's one person. You can call it about tefillin also. Why are you paying 10? A special day is the cost of because God was Tala Rachmana. Pidyon HaBen is not totally in how many people there is. It's one person. But you know how much you pay? It's not a standard 5 shlon. It's 5 shlon per head. You have to always count up the amount of heads. Make a cheshbon. It shouldn't be too hard usually. And after the cheshbon, however many heads, that's how much you pay. Normally you pay 5. When there's 2 heads, you pay 10. But not because it's 2 people. So that's the Shaka Batai. There's 3 states. Strike the Gemara, how much do you pay is up to 10 flights? So I think it must be it's 2 people. And I'm saying it's a treifa. The Torah says, no, it's 1 person. And the reason you pay 10 is because Begul Goy was Tala Rachmana. I'm going to Chaim Gulen to Shaka Vatari. Now I have a few horrors. First of all, the Havin of the Gemara thought that it's 2 people. And that's why you're paying 10. I'm not going to tell us such a pshat. If it's 2 people, only one of them is a Bechor. Which one? Whichever comes out first. How do you measure it? Eisach Nish. Efshul at Samson. Efshul at Samson. Gate Minish Don. Aber. Only one of them is a Bechor. Unless they both come out together. And they came out together. Is who's the Bechor? Both are the Bechor. Shvetek Leib and Tashis, you just don't know which one it is. And then you pay 5 points. The Pshat, the Maskon is good. It's one person. Back in the other, you count how many heads. Bigel Goy was Tala Rachmana. But like the Havmina, why would you pay 10? This is Einhar. Nochahara. A little Pula. Chagat HaChekira. The Maskana is one person, that you pay 10 because it's Gogolus Talar Achmona. What's the pshat? It's one Machayev of Pidyon HaBen? No, Pidyon HaBen is not always part one. It depends how many heads. When there's two heads, you pay 10 slime, but it's one Machayev of 10? Ufaket, every Gogolus is a separate Machayev. Every Gogolus is a separate Machayev. What's an Afkimina? It's not an Afkimina if you have to give to one Kohen or two Kohanim. You anyways don't have to give to the same Kohen. Derech Agav, you can give 10 different Kohanim, half a seller, over a period of 20 years. If you, in the end, you gave Kohanim far slime, you had to Pidyon HaBen. There's no din to give to the same coin, so that wouldn't be an afkamin. So I'm calling the Lom de Israel, there's a one mechayev or two mechayev. What's for an afkamin? Habakkah, this is lepupula ba'alma. Lepupula ba'alma. For andam in chesrinach, no, it's a machlek, it's Rebbe and Plima, the whole figure is lepupula ba'alma. This is the Bikuach. But if I, this is going a step further, no wise. For andam in chesrinach says, Achetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin. If Chayiv and Pidyon HaBen, a person gives birth to a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin. We'll look at the case, I would try. He has Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Koyin also even. Oh, but let's talk about Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin. Chayiv and Chetzi Ben Choyrin, he pays Pidyon HaBen. The Tzad Eved doesn't have a Chayiv with Pidyon HaBen. So he says, you don't have to pay anything. Because if you would pay, you would only pay 2.5. Yizichah wouldn't have to pay 5. He's only a Chetzi Ben Choyrin. And there's a drasha, Chomish, but why Chetzi Chomish? The male, you don't pay anything. Cleric, what if you have a two-headed Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin? If it's two separate mechayivim of 5, then you don't pay anything. Because now it's two separate mechayivim of 2.5. Chomish, v'lo chetzi chomish. But, if it's one big mechayiv, here it rather works out. There's one big mechayiv, the sach hakel is chomish, gevalik. Chomish, v'lo chetzi chomish. It's like a chomish, you pay chomish. There's no chomish, v'lo chetzi chomish. The sach hakel of the mechayiv is the chomish. If there's three heads, basically, if there's two heads, it's chomish. It's hakel, that's a chomish. Tyson brings down, up in Arth, on the Gemara, the Menachis, there's no such thing as two-headed people in this world. Ashmedai took out a two-headed person from the ground, and he brought him to Shlomo HaMelech, and he got married. I think for a second place, in the Noch of Ramadan, and this two-headed person got married, and they had a whole bunch of children. Some of them had one head, and some of them had two heads. And when he died, came a machloikas lagavi to Yerusha. The two-headed children said that two-headed people are two people. And the one-headed children said, no, the two-headed people are also only one person. They were fighting about the Chelukei HaYerusha. The two-headed ones were tying that each one couldn't, a double Chelukei, because they're two people. But they said, B'chaim, like the B'chaim's shot, that's the whole Shakavatari of the Gemara. It's not a Zayit Gittaisis. This is the Shakavatari of the Gemara. The Maskon is that it's not a trade, it's one person. But they were having this fight. What? No, that's the Bikur. The Maskon is because we're Mana. But that was the Bikur of the different children. So Taisa doesn't say what happened at the end of the story, but it's mamish this in the Kula, if it's one person or two people. Zok the Shita Mukubetis, Afanor, on the side of the Gemara, of the Shita, that what did Shlomo HaMelech do? He took boiling hot water, and he poured it on one of the heads, and both heads started screaming. Zok Shlomo HaMelech, might think it's one person, and they don't get double Yush. They don't get double Yush. Now they stay in Shita. Now, verstehnst. If you pour water on the stomach, which one screams? Both. Pour water on the leg, which one screams? Both. You pour water on the right head, the left head is not going to scream. Why is it worse than his stomach? Why is the chelik of his goof? So why is he got bellus that's sticking out on his neck? He's not going to scream. Why is it arrogant than his... State and Ishtar, state, if you understand correctly what it means that it's two separate people. The stomach they're sharing, the legs that they're sharing, the Ivari Apnimim they're sharing, but the heads is two separate people. The right head is not the left head. It's not going to hurt the left one on the side that it's two people. You have to understand what that meant. But that was Shlomo Melech's Raya, that it's considered one person. Faran the Vaitan of Pidyon HaBen is the famous Gemara, Rav Kahana Shokal Sudra the Pidyon HaBen. Rav Kahana took a certain half for Pidyon HaBen. It wasn't worth 5 slime, but he said, L'didi Shavali. Amar the Kechilish, L'didi Shavali works for Pidyon HaBen. Now there's a big shayla that we show him Taisus all of the Shas talks about, Rav Kahana, it's not the Pasha, he was a Kohen. Machar this Gemara, Rav Kahana Shokal Sudra is Mashmi, he's a Kohen. On the other hand, there are other Gemara that says Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. So the emesis is the Gemara Chulin that says Rav Kahana used to take Zroi L'chayai in the Keva. Even though he wasn't a Kohen, he took it because of his wife. His wife is a Kohen. There's one Gemara, the Gemara says, Rav Kahana says, the reason I deserve to go into Golus is because I married a Kohen. Right? It says I'm Ratzim, shouldn't marry a Kohanim. He says, if you're not Roy, you shouldn't marry a Bas Koyin. And Rav Kahana said, I would deserve to go into Golos because I married a Bas Koyin. Meaning he wasn't the Koyin. That's the Gemara of Sochem. So in Chulun it says that he used to take Zoyel Chayim Kevin, the schus of his wife. So Tosfos is Mechadish and Kedushin. How do you stem the different Rav Kahanas? So Tosfos says either there's two Rav Kahanas, one was a Kohen, one wasn't. Or Pidyon HaBen also, when he took it in the schus of his wife. Now to me that's a big chiddush. Because L'chayra, if he's taking only in the schus of his wife, how can he say Lididi Shavali? It's Nishzayna Cheshmin. State and Tosfos is a big chiddush. Even though he's taking it in the schus Ishta, he can still say Lididi Shavali. It's because of his wife he has the schus to take. Now the Rambam is close. The Rambam passes that a Kohen, that a Yisro who married the Bat Kohen could only take Zroi L'chayayim V'keva. But by Pidyon HaBen, there the Pharisee says Zichrei Kehuna and Avada, a Yisro who's married to Bat Kohen cannot take Pidyon HaBen. The Rambam obviously will have to answer Shrei Rav Kahana Havi to answer this theory about Rav Kahana. Kahana.
Oh,
it's two Rav Kahanas. It's two Rav Kahanas, yeah. You could still say that the one that was Yisro took the Pidyon HaBen, it's Kenban, it's two Rav Kahanas. There's a Shal Rabbi Kiveger. When Yisro marries a Bas Kohen, you don't have to be tied to that child. A Yisro and a Bas Kohen have a child. If even the mother is a Kohen, there's no Pidyon HaBen. That's the din that's more important, the Chayrus. So Rabbi Kiveger has a Shal Rabbi Chayra, what do you need a Chiddush that a Bas Kohen that has a child that doesn't have to say Pidyon HaBen? Avada the father doesn't have to pay Pidyon HaBen, even if he's a Yisro. A Kohen Zichah doesn't have to pay Pidyon HaBen, he can take it for himself. If it's a din that you're allowed to take Bishvil Ishtoi, so every Yisro who's married to a Bas Kohen should have the right to be able to take it Bishvil Ishtoi. So Avada shouldn't have to give Pidyon HaBen. As I quote Rabbi Kiveger in Shuvah and Siman Reish Gimel, Mechayrus Apella have a push the case. If his wife, if it was Nizgarish or Mesa Ishtoi, before the child was born, or before the child became 30 days old, after then that a Bas Kohen that has a child, you don't have to pay Pidyon HaBen, so this is the son of a Bas Kohen. But after then that you take Bishvil Ishtoi, he doesn't have any more the right to take Bishvil Ishtoi. And another pshat, it's a chiddush, it's a charifus. Let's say an Isha is a Suffolk Bas Kohen. She doesn't know if she was an Arif. She doesn't know if she's a Bas Kohen. Lefi Emes, is Pidyon HaBen? Lefi Emes, no. Because since the son of a Bas Kohen is Potter, so I'm waiting to make a veil of a right. But if the Etam Yechayiv, now the father has a patent to say, I have a right to take it for myself. How do you know you have a right to take it for yourself? It's a suffix. You're zikha chayim, and you want to say, maybe you have a ptur because you can take it for yourself. But you don't know, you're a suffix. That's why you need a lahedya din, that if askayim, the etzim, is poiter, that the son doesn't have to have a pinyin aben. Now, a father is mechayiv to be poiter his son. A father is mechayiv to be mal his son. What about when the son becomes a gadol? After the son is bar mitzvah, then he's mechayiv to be mal himself, and he's mechayiv to be poiter himself. But is the father still chayiv? Does the father's chiv go off when the child becomes a gadol? Avada the son has his own chiv now. But is the father's chiv go off? Is that they? I saw the Menachas Chinuch said by Mila in Mitzvah Bey, the Menachas Chinuch says that a father is not mechuyev to mal his son once the kid becomes a gadol. It's only the son's chiv. Bechalal, the father's not a bar chiv. He's as good as Bezdin or any acher. He doesn't bechalal have his own chiv. As though he's Meduyik Oichim in the parish of Mishnayis, or Rambam in Perek Yotes of Shabbos, that as soon as the son becomes a gadol, the father was niftar from mauling the child. But Mitzacheni, I saw that the chinuch himself writes in Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, Shin Sali Beis, that the chiv of father to be part of his son is even when he's a gadol. Weiss the chayes from the chinuch that Mila, Be'etzim, is the baby's chiv. It's the child's chiv. This that the father's chiv, when it's a cotton, is the father is being doyik for the son's chiv. Son becomes a gadol, so now the father is not a mechutin anymore. The son is chayiv. Mashenkin Pidyon HaBen, Kishmoy Kainu, it doesn't call it the mitzvah of Milas Benoy. It's called Pidyon HaBen. Not Pidyon Atzmai, the father's doyik. Yeah. It's only the first 13 years. No, it's Pidyon HaBen. The chiv is Pidyon HaBen. There's a din. In loy pidoy aviv mechayiv iyu lifters as Atzmai. Anayizach. Oh, but the etzim din is Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon Benoy. Even if he's a gadol, it's still mutal al aviv Pidyon Benoy. Adayi Zuchar Mavur and the Chinuch. Now, interesting, in the Rivosh, in the Chuvas Rivosh, in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, is Mavur Punk Fakert. The Rivosh is talking about the klal of Nusach HaBracha, whether you say Li, Liftois, Lomo, Lasois, Lasoik, or Al. Al Mitzvah. And he made the klal, brings from the Rambam, that when you say, on your own mitzvah you say Li, on someone else's mitzvah you say Al. Lamoshel, when you mal your own child, you say Lomo. It's your own mitzvah. If you mal someone else's child, you say Al Hamila, which is what most Moyelim say. They're not Malim. Okay, they say Al Hamila. But when you mal your own son, you say, like the Rambam, Lomo Lissi. Nevertheless, by Pidyon HaBen, the Rambam passing, you say Al Mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because Pidyon HaBen is talking not your own mitzvah. You're doing your son's mitzvah. So it's our mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. And the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says that Nivud is talking the Etzem the fathers, and the Pidyon HaBen is Fakir. It's not the Etzem the fathers. Now Pidyon HaBen, you have to give Chomei Shloim. The Menachas Chinuch wants to know, in the Sugyas and Kedushin, you have many ways you can be Makadosh Isha with Hanoh. Schoik Lefonai, Rekoid Lefonai. Midin Orei, Midin Evet Kanaimi. All these things. He wants to know, could you be part of the Pidyon HaBen with it? So the Mechassanach Namzan could have a Pashat yet. But the Mebin, a lot of Achalim say no. Like Pidyon HaBen, well, you can't even be part of with a Shtar. You have to be part of with Gufay Momen. Schoik Lefonai, Rekoid Lefonai, it's not Gufay Momen. It's Hanoh, it's not Gufay Momen. Because that's just Midin Orid, you can still cut. If you know the oneness of Midin Orid, if Midin Orid is mamish as if you gave the money to him, right, what would Midin Orid mean? It would mean that the Kohen tells Abiyah Ben, give the money to somebody else. If Midin Orid is just the Hanoh that he listened to you, so it's not good for him.